Hi, this is Wayne Ivey, pastor of First Christian Conroe. Welcome to my Thursday podcast. Oh, it's good to be back in the office. Most of you heard I have been out. I dinged up my back. I have scoliosis, and when I was in my early 20s, I was diagnosed. And if I'd had surgery, they would have put me in a body cast for 6 months, so I didn't have the surgery. So for the last 50-plus years, every once in a while, every few years, my back will really come up and say hello, and I will be down for a few days. And that's what has just happened to me. But, oh, I'm feeling so much better now. This past Saturday, I was not worth much, but I'm doing better, and I really appreciate it. I know I got word that y'all were holding me in your prayers, and I really appreciate that. That's what the church is for, to hold each other in prayer and take care of each other. Well, what's going on in our church family this week? Again, we had a large food pantry just this morning. I'm recording this on Wednesday. In fact, at our food pantry, we had the Census Bureau. They sent census takers out, and they counted those folks who were in the process of being in need of food, and that will somehow go into our census numbers for this decade. Also, this Saturday, we're taking part, our food people, we have a wonderful bunch of volunteers who help with all the food ministries. But this Saturday, there will be another food distribution at the Pilgrim Rest Baptist Church in Conroe, and we will be taking part in that. And my good friend C.J. Plattenberg, their reverend, will be there, and I will look forward to visiting with him and helping his congregation do a big food distribution for downtown Conroe. You know, we are counting down the days until we can be in worship again with each other. On Sunday, October the 4th, we will be in worship together for the first time since the first Sunday in July. I went back and looked at the calendar, and we only got to worship 5 Sundays this past time before we felt the need to call it off again because of the pandemic. Our hope and prayer is that once we get going on October the 4th, we will be able to keep worshiping in our sanctuary. And in order to do that, we're going to have to behave ourselves. So all of the guidelines have been sent out in this week's newsletter. So make your plans on October the 4th to come and take part in that worship. Until then, we will have communion in the garden one more time on September the 27th at 9:30. So come and let's take communion and sing a few songs together this coming Sunday. And of course, don't forget that the Pumpkin Patch Church, that would be us, will be going once more for our annual Pumpkin Patch, and that'll be led by Amy Lacey and Linda Robinson. So if they ask you to volunteer to help or set up or work one of the days, be sure and say yes. Now, what we'll do is we will meet on Friday, October the 9th in the morning to get the Pumpkin Patch set up. And then on Saturday morning, the pumpkins will be delivered, and we will start our pumpkin patch. I can't wait. Well, we just finished our study of the book of Acts, the Acts of the Apostles, written by that traveling companion of Paul, Luke, who also wrote the gospel according to Luke. Remember, Acts began with the ascension of Christ and Pentecost experience of his followers. And that book ended with the Apostle Paul in Rome. So what do you want to look at next? Well, I've got a book that someone gave me that I want to suggest. It's an exciting book. The book is titled The Red Letter Revolution, and what really excited me was the title. Of course, that means the red letter revolution is all of those things that are in the mouth of Jesus are the red letters in the New Testament. The subtitle of this book is, What If Jesus Really Meant What He Said? Now I want you to listen to three recommendations for this book by three people I think you will recognize. The first one, I don't know Shane, but after reading this, I want to. As regards Tony Campolo, it's always been an embarrassment to me that the preacher is more radical than any rock star. I don't love all that I read in this. Some of it makes me uncomfortable. I think that's why they wrote it. Bono, the rock star. This book by a young and an elderly Christian will help you decide how we Christians could change the world if we took the red letter words of Jesus literally and seriously. President Jimmy Carter. Jesus did not mince words, and neither do Shane and Tony. The good news of the Gospels is that Jesus guides us with lessons that are abundantly clear. There are no ambiguities, no rationalization of war, oppression, wealth, or of the disgraceful economic divide that threatens to consume us. In Red Letter Revolution, the uncompromised truth of Jesus' teachings are given voice by two modern-day Christian leaders who do more than preach this good news. They walk the talk and lead the way. Archbishop Desmond Tutu. This book was co-authored by a young guy and an old guy. The old guy, Tony Campolo, put it this way. The younger generation of red-letter Christians cannot imagine the hostilities that existed between Catholics and Protestants back then, since things are different today. Shane's generation of red-letter Christians has no difficulty worshiping with Catholics. Indeed, many red-letter Christians are members of Catholic churches. They appreciate the liturgies of Catholic worship and don't mind calling Holy Communion the Eucharist, and many are delving into the spiritual disciplines of ancient Catholic saints. All of this is new to some of us. Younger red-letter Christians are teaching older ones like me whole dimensions of the Christian faith that go back centuries before the Reformation. And it seems that there's a growing movement of young Christians like Shane who are aware that even though God is doing something fresh, we can still follow in some great footprints of those who blazed a revolutionary path and prepared the way. That's why this intergenerational conversation is so important. Our goal has not been to homogenize, but rather to harmonize our dreams. As the scriptures say, your young men will see vision, your old men will dream dreams. And I might add, by the way, that your young women will see visions, and your old women will dream dreams. That is why Shane and I wrote this book as a dialogue. We want you to grasp the ways in which each of us is learning from the other and critiquing the other as we seek to work out our own salvation. That comes from Philippians 2:12. And live out what we read in the red letters of the Bible. Our hope is that our conversation provides you with insight as you seek to live the teachings of Jesus. We invite you to join us in the conversation at www.redletterchristians.org. But more important, we invite you to join the Red Letter Revolution. Tony Campolo. If you'd like to get your own copy of the book, Red Letter Revolution, by Shane Claiborne, CLAIBORNE, and Tony Campolo, CAMPOLO. That would be great. You can go to the website I gave you, or Barnes & Noble, or Amazon, or eBay, or any of the other booksellers. But if you don't want to purchase a book, that's okay too, because I'm going to try to make each lesson stand on its own, and we'll go through the scripture together that Tony and Shane suggest and talk about them. So that's up to you. But this next week, I'll be beginning the study with their chapter 1, Dialogue on History. And the scripture reference is John 14, 11, and 12. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. So buckle up. There are 26 lessons in this study. That's right, boys and girls. A half a year of study. That's if we're having fun with it. But I think we will. So until next time, God bless. Have a great day. See you soon.